朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
在我们人生中，你是否有在黑暗中等待光明的时刻？
In our lifetimes, have you ever been to the situation when you're in darkness, waiting for the light?
我小的时候呢，住的是一个老房子。
When I was young, I lived in an old house.
厕所是在房子的最远的角落。
The bathroom is in the corner on the back of the house.
所以晚上上洗手间都希望姐姐陪着外面等着我。
And then when we had to go, ask an older sister to accompany me there.
有一个晚上呢，爸爸妈都不在，然后就停电了。
And one night, the parents were not there, but the light, the electricity went out.
我记得我们姐妹们兄弟都在客厅等着这一个电回来。
All my siblings were in the living room waiting for the light to come back.
可是电一直不回来，爸妈也不回来。
And the light, electricity didn't come back, and parents didn't come back either.
最后呢，忍的就没有办法，就裤子都湿了。
And I couldn't hold on, and so I wet my pants.
这个世界是黑暗掌权的世界。
This world is governed by the darkness.
我们外面的黑暗还容易处理，但是我们心中的黑暗是挺困难的事。
The darkness outside maybe is easily manageable, but the darkness inside of us is hard to deal with.
几天前我们看到这个911的周年纪念。
Several days ago, we saw marks the days of 9/11.
那个不过是对我们的一个提醒，说这黑暗势力的可怕。
And that is a reminder to us too that the darkness is horrific.
随时都有可能我们受到黑暗的攻击。
And we can be attacked by darkness anytime.
好像今天早上起来，你要看新闻，沙地阿拉伯石油突然一半。就被毁掉，石油可能会到100块钱一桶。
And if you got up today and then saw the news that half of the oil from Saudi have been destroyed,
所以我们心里面要明白，这是一个黑暗的世界。
We have to understand this is darkness, a world of darkness.
但是我们是天父的儿女，我们有天上来的平安。有神的光明。
But we are children of God. We have God-given peace and light.
今天我们读以弗所书第五章八到十四节。
Today we read Ephesians chapter 5 and 8.
这一段经文告诉我们怎么样来成为做神光明的子女。
This verse tells us how to behave and work as children of God.
当我们信了主之后，我们成为天父的儿女，我们就是光明之子。
When we become a believer, we become children of God, and we are children of light.
首先，我们要认识什么是光明的子女。
So we first have to understand what means to be children of light.
第五章第八节说：“从前你们是暗昧的。”但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。那什么是光明的子女？
So what is children of God, of light?
过去我们不认识神，我们所思所想的都许多是与神作对，我们自己都不知道。
In the past, we didn't know God, so whatever we did, we were not sure that we were doing the right thing or not.
但由于上帝的拣选，基督的爱，使我们相信并接受了主他的福音，我们就得救了。
Because God chose us, and the love of Christ, and then we give the salvation after we accept, we become believer.
然后圣灵就进到我们里面来帮助我们，让我们了解在最终的情况。
Holy Spirit enters us and to help us understand.
所以我们才会脱离罪的影响，我们成为神的儿女。
So we can get away from the bound of the darkness.
那现在我们是有圣灵，就是圣洁的灵住在我们的里面。
Now we have a Holy Spirit living in us.
当我们做事与神的旨意不合的时候，圣灵会提醒我们，叫我们不要犯罪。
So when we do things that's not correct, and Holy Spirit will remind us.
所以只有那圣灵在人里面感动的，叫人可以顺着圣灵而行的人，才是神的儿女。
And only those who can follow what Holy Spirit tell us what to do, they are the children of light.
当然，这不表示我们信主之后，我们就不会再犯罪。
Does it mean that after accepting Christ, we don't sin anymore?
神没有把我们犯罪的本性拿掉。
God didn't take that ability of committed sin.
因为我们需要用一生的功夫去学习顺服圣灵的功课。
That's because we will take our lifetime to learn the lessons how to follow the Spirit.
所以一个基督徒他若是肯活在基督的里面，就是跟随基督的人。
If a Christian willing to follow Christ, then that's God's children.
他会顺从圣灵，然后他属灵的生命就得以成长。
So he will obey Spirit and his life will grow.
属灵生命成长到一个程度，就会自然而然的结出属灵的果实来。
The life, if follow that life, and it will eventually, naturally will bear fruit.
第九节说，光明所结的果子，就是一切的良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。我们古语说，种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，这是生命的定律。
Yeah, we've said that when you harvest whatever you sow, and that's the natural law.
黑暗的果实生命只会结出黑暗的果实，光明的生命就能结出光明的果实。
Like how the light will bear fruit of light, and darkness, the life of darkness will bear fruit of darkness.
我们多次听过这样子的一个比较，就是在十七世纪的时候，美国的一个神学家、布道家叫的爱德华兹。
And we often use this example in the 17th century about a family called Edwards.
还有一个纽约的大犯罪人叫做 Max Duke, 尤克的后代，他们两家的后代。
And also about another family of Max Duke, a criminal.
那么做这一份研究是经过多次的社会学家的检证的，不是一个基督徒的编出来的故事。
This is not a made up story. This is many research and sociologists and proof facts about this.
爱德华兹呢，他的后代大概有800人。
And the descendants of Edwards is about 800 people.
那么其中有一位是总统的夫人，三名是参议员，三位州长。
And one became the first lady, and three U.S. senators, and three governors.
13位大学的校长，30名法官，65位教授，80位医生。
And 13 presidents of universities, 30 judges, 64 professors, 80 doctors, and federal government.Workers.
75名军官，100位律师，100位以上的牧师跟宣教士。
75 military officers, 100 lawyers, and 100 missionaries and pastors, etc.
你把这些数字加一加，你发现几乎每一个后代都是正人君子。
And if you add it up, it seems every single one are a very righteous person.
那我们看看这个游客，他的后代大概有1200位。
So if we look at the other family, his family descended probably 1,200 people.
其中有301位是平民，有300位是因为营养不良就死于幼年期。
And 310 were below poverty level, and 300 died because of malnutrition.
140位坐牢的囚犯，100名以上的酗酒者，有60名小偷，50名妓女，7位谋杀犯等等。
And 140 was a criminal incarcerated, 100 of alcoholic, and 60 thieves, and 50 prostitutes, and 3 murderers.
所以你看，这个光明跟黑暗，它的果子是会影响好几代的。
So this shows the fruit bear by light or darkness will influence many generations.
什么是光明？其实光明就是神的本性。
So what is lightness? What's a light? That's the nature of God.
我们把神的本性活出来，就是表现出良善、公义跟诚实。
And we live out this nature of God, and that means.The just, righteous, and then goodness.
良善是指的一种正面的心态。
And goodness is means the positive mindset.
我们不能够老是看人负面，我们也应当从他的长处、好的一面来看。
We should not always see the bad side of people, but bring out the good ones.
我们应当看事情的光明一面，他们好的结果。
We ought to see the good side of the things.
公义就是正确的判断。
The right righteousness is to make a correct judgment.
每一天我们都在用许多的决定，但是我们不要偏心，不要私心。
Every day we make a lot of decisions, and we shouldn't be biased.
要用公正公平的原则去做事情。
We have to use the fair judgment principles to do things.
诚实就是正直的言行。
Honesty or truth is to do things and say good, right things.
诚实其实是一切德行的基础。
And true, be true is the base for all this.
一个人他如果不诚实，他真的没有什么可以用的。
And if someone is not honest or true, and it can be is useless.
夸张或者是过分的形容，这些都不是神所喜悦的。
And to boast, to exaggerate is not something that pleases God.
川普有他的好处，但是他不是一个诚实的人，这是大家都不能接受的。
And Trump has his own good sides, but we all see that we cannot accept his not truth.
光明的子女就是我们要按着神光明的本性去生活。
So children of light, we have to use this nature to live out our life.
这里提醒我们说，我们要随时的查验什么是神所喜悦的事情。
Here it tells us that we have to examine ourselves all the time to see what is the truth.
这样我们就能够阻止黑暗的蔓延。
This way we can prevent the spread of darkness.
十一节、十二节说，那暧昧无益的事，不要与人同行。倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。这里告诉我们，暗中有一些事情在不断的进行发展。
Verses 11 to 12 tells us there are things is moving continuously by the darkness.
因为魔鬼比我们任何人都殷勤。
And devil is working harder than any of us.
但是我们有神的圣灵，圣洁的灵在我们的里面，他会帮助我们来阻止黑暗的蔓延。
However, we have a Holy Spirit in us to help us prevent the spread.
我记得我小的时候，在中学常常看到同学们聚在一起玩这个碟仙。
And when I remember in the younger days, I see all my friends in school playing this.
Ouija board. 就是
a witch board，
一个纸上写满了字，然后中间一个小圈，然后把碟子呢，小瓷碟子画一个鬼头上面，倒扣过来画一个箭头，然后三个人坐在那里，手放在这一个碟子的边缘，就是说请碟仙，请碟仙，然后就开始就转了，在转的时候呢，就问他说今天老师会不会考试，然后停下来说考就考。
Here describe how do you do that.
那孩子们他们在那里就玩这个玩得很热闹，就突然碟仙不动了。
And then they were really into that, but suddenly the ball didn't move anymore.
然后你看啊，吴继阳来了，他说：“哎，他是基督徒，你走开，你走开，你一来碟仙就不动了。”
And suddenly they said, "Well, Pastor David came here because he was there, so the spirit, the evil spirit, was not working."
所以你看到我们基督徒。有光明的同在，可以阻止黑暗的势力。
You can see that we Christians can have the light with us, so we can prevent darkness.
九一一这个事件，我们提起来都难过。
So whenever we talk about 9/11, we are all sad.
但你看那个事件发生以前，其实有许许多多这一些十九个。阿凯达分子他们做的事情的资料已经被美国情报局收集起来了。
Even before this event happens, the intelligence people already collect many news from this.
哪有人学开飞机只学起飞不学降落的呢？
Is how come there are own people who are trying to go to aviation school only learn how to take off and not landing?
哪有人他学飞机他只要学那个最大的飞机那747呢
you know, who will learn how to fly only the large jets.
其实佛罗里达州的那个驾驶学校已经把这些资料都送给了 FBI.
In reality, that aviation school in Florida already sent this kind of information back to the FBI.
但是那时候十几个美国的情报机构彼此不通气，互相的骄傲，不愿意就把这些资料都忽略了。
However, that time's about a dozen intelligence agencies did not communicate among themselves, and they were so prideful, do not want to share information.
这告诉我们一件事情，就是黑暗的势力，它就是要分割我们，让我们不能够合而为一。
And this thing tells us that the darkness is splitting us, don't want to unify us.
因为当我们合而为一，同心合意的站在一起来抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼是没有办法的。
So it means that when we were united, we can defend off the darkness, and they cannot defend themselves.
因为基督徒，我们是光明的子女，我们有能力去阻止黑暗的蔓延，但我们必须要合而为一。
Because we are Christians, we are children of light. However, we have to be united.
对付罪是要光把黑暗赶走，来显明罪。
How to confront sin is to expose sin in the light.
第五章十三节说，凡是受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。光有一种特别的功能，就是能够把黑暗除去。
And light has a major function to get rid of the darkness.
对付罪只有一个办法，就是要把这个罪暴露在光中。
How do you confront sins? The only way is to light and expose them.
圣灵会指出我们的罪来。
Holy Spirit will point out our sins.
圣灵会帮助我们悔改。
Holy Spirit will help us repent.
圣灵也会提供我们一个得胜的环境。
Holy Spirit also will provide a good environment.
几年以前，有一部电影叫做《The Blind Side》。
Several years ago, there's a movie called The Blind Side.
这一部电影是一个真实的故事。
This is tells a real story.
讲到一个年轻的黑人，他叫 Michael O， 他生长在一个单亲的家中。
And talks about this young black youngster Michael Orr. He lived in a single parent family.
他的母亲是一个吸毒者，从六岁开始，他就被送到不同的 foster family 去寄养。
And his mother was an addict. And then since beginning at 6 years old, he was sending to different foster homes.
在不同的这些 foster family 的时候，他住一段时间就离家出走，住一段时间就离家出走，一直不断的换家庭。
And he always run away from these foster homes and keep changing the families.
所以他的青少年就是时间都是这样子度过的，交上了许多坏的朋友。
Yeah, that's how he spent his youth, met many bad people as friends.
有一天的早上，非常寒冷的天气，他又从他的Frost family 逃出来，就一个人穿着单薄的衣服走在街上。
And one day was a chilly day that he was walking, ran away from his foster home, and he was wearing a single simple clothes.
结果有一位好心的一位白人的母亲，她就开车经过那里看到他。
And there was a kind woman, a white woman, and driving by, and she saw him.
就问他说：“你有什么需要？我可以帮你吗？”
So she asked him, "What kind of needs do you have? Can I help you?"
那这一个年轻人就把自己的遭遇跟这个女的讲了。
And he told her and all his life. And
他的故事呢，使得 Lee Ann Toll 受到感动，就请他到他家中吃饭。
And that the story touched the heart of Lee and Toy, and she took him in to her home.
后来呢 ，Lee Ann 就是跟她丈夫商量，就收容了这一个个子非常高大的。年轻人
and Lee and also talked to her husband, and they decided to adopt him.
起初的时候，他的朋友都跟他讲，他说：“哎呀，你要小心啊，你不能够把一个陌生的一个黑人就带到家里来啊。”
In the beginning, she was warned by all her friends, saying that you got to be careful bringing a big black kids into your family.
但是 Michael Orr 有他自己非常良善的一面。
But however, Michael Orr has a very kind side.
所以呢 ，Lee Ann 就鼓励他去参加学校的足球队。
And Lee Ann also encouraged her, him to participate the school football team.
起先这一个Michael 呢，怎么样也很难融入这个球队。
In the beginning, he was had a hard time get adapted to this team.
最后呢，莉安就跟他讲说：“他说你这么样一个高大的身材，你唯一的责任就是保护四分卫。”
And so he says, with your stature or body build, the only job you have is to protect your quarterback.
从此之后，他的表现就成绩斐然，因为他有一个天生想保护人的性情。
Because he has this instant drive to protect people.And eventually he flourished.
以后他在大学 Mississippi University 都参加足球队。
And later on he joined the Mississippi University's football team.
他毕业的那一年呢，被职业足球队就是巴尔的摩的 Raven 的第一个轮选入。
He was the first draft choice by Baltimore Ravens for the NFL.
三年之后，他终于赢得了超级杯的足球赛。
And 3 years later, he helped win the Super Bowl.
那一个Lee Ann 的角色是由在电影中是由Sandra Bullock 所主演的。
In the movie, the Lee Ann's role was played by Sandra Bullock.
他在那一年2010年赢得这一部电影得了。金像奖最佳的女主角。
And because of that, she also won the Oscar in 2010.
在这个得奖的台上的时候，她说：“我感谢 Lee Ann Toy 这个家庭，让他们有这样一个故事来让我扮演这个角色。其实我没有办法比她本人演得好。”
And she said she acknowledged that thanks for the family of Toy to allow me to play this role.But I cannot match their kindness or their role they play.
Toy 他们是一个非常敬虔的一个家庭，一个基督徒的商人。
Toy is a devoted Christian family and a merchant.
基督徒我们不能够只留在教堂里面彼此的恭维。
And Chinese, the Christians cannot stay within church and then compliment each other.
我们必须要走入这个黑暗的世界，为主来点亮一些的光。
We have to walk into darkness to light, to give this light.
只有这样做，我们才能够使黑暗从我们的四周渐渐的消失。
Only this way we can make darkness disappear.
我们要追求灵性复活的经历。
We have to pursue the experience of power of resurrection.
第十四节说，所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你。这里说复活是什么意思呢？
Here it talks about resurrection. What does that mean?
在过去，那是指着我们灵性苏醒过来，与神的灵有了交流。
In the past, that means the awakening of your spirit to have a contact.With God.
所以我们与主有一个关系，我们成了天父的儿女。
We built a relationship of children of God.
现在是指的我们能够脱离罪的捆绑，罪的诱惑。
The present described that we are away free the bond of sin.
复活那也是指的将来我们会得到一个新的身体。进入神永远的国度。
Born again in the future really means we will receive a new body.
主说，现在你要醒过来。
The Lord tells us now we have to awake.
意思就是说，现在你要靠着主过一个光明得胜的生活。
That means now we have to be.Children of light and live a light, life of light.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有想过，我们是受到魔鬼的捆绑诱惑呢？
Have we ever thought we have used to be bounded by the devil?
我们做的一些重复而做的事，是不是不敢告诉别人呢？
And have we done many things that we cannot even tell other people?
这一些事情。就可能是魔鬼捆绑我们的绳子。
Those are the bondage of devil for us.
这里说我们可以复活，意思我们可以靠着圣灵，我们能够挣脱这一切的捆绑。
Here tells us that we can be born again, resurrected, free this bondage.
前一天有一个弟兄告诉我说
，A few days ago, a brother told me,
他上周末听到了徐医生讲的道。
And last weekend, he heard the message from Dr. Xu.
他就下决心要从自己要从罪的捆绑中走出来。
And he decided that he wants to get out of the bondage of sin.
我很高兴，所以我们就一起祷告。
I was very happy. We prayed together.
你我都可以胜过罪，因为我们是光明之子。
You and I can always overcome the sins because we are children of light.
信主之后，我们都成了神的儿女。
After you believe and accept the Lord, we become children of God.
但这个不是结束，我们从此要做光明的子女。
This is not the end. We have to become the children of light.
光明的子女意思就是要将神他生命的本质活出来。
The meaning of children of light is to live out the God's nature in us.
这个生命的成长就会自然成熟的结出果子来，表现出神的良善、公义跟诚实。
The normal natural growth of this life will bear fruit to show the truth, right, and goodness.
因为我们都有责任在这个黑暗的世界里来阻止这个黑暗的蔓延。
Because we all are responsible to prevent the spread of darkness.
有罪恶的事，我们应当用温柔的心指出这个罪来。
And if there's things are dark, then we have to use our kindness to point it out.
不要容罪在我们当中滋长。
And don't allow the growth of the sins.
所以对付罪呢，就是让光来照亮我们。
So in order to face this challenge is to let the light shine upon it.
圣灵会指出我们的错误。
Holy Spirit will point out our mistakes.
圣灵会感动帮助我们悔改。
So Holy Spirit will move us to repent.
圣灵也会提供合适的环境。
The Holy Spirit will provide us the world, the environment to grow.
就好像 Michael O 一样，在他最困难、失望的时刻，神提供了他一个环境，让他完全的改变。
Like in the story of Michael Orr, God gave him a good environment to grow.
所以我们应当追求灵性复活的经历。
So we should pursue the experience of resurrection.
那就是脱离罪。
That means get away from sin.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our prayer.
主，我们感谢你拣选我们做天父的儿女。
Lord, we thank you for choosing us to be children of God.
圣灵已经在我们的心里。
Holy Spirit dwells in us.
我们求主的灵常常感动，也让我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
We just ask the Holy Spirit to move us and touch us, and then we don't quench His calling.
当主的灵来光照我们心的时候，我们都愿意回应。我们说，主啊，我愿意被洁净。
And when the Holy Spirit calls us in us, we will willingly to say yes. I'm willing to follow.
当我们发出一点的光，黑暗就从我们四周渐渐的退去。
When we start shining the lights from us, the darkness will leave.
因为我们都是光明之子。
Because we are all children of light.
感谢主的恩典跟拣选。
Thank you God's grace for choosing us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。